Jamal Charles got a new deal with the team, and everybody seems very happy for him. What did you think when you heard that Jamal Charles got a new deal with the team?
I was happy for him. You know, that's his deal. You know, he's a heck of a back. He deserved what he got. And now it's time to play. You know, he have to prove, you know, what he got is what he's worth, and he's been doing it year in and year out.
You were in a situation where you wanted a new deal, and eventually you got things done. But, you know, it can be distracting if a guy is not here at camp. Is it good to see everybody here?
It's great to see everybody here. If we're here working together, I mean, we're building something special, and everybody's here and everybody's rolling.
After the way things ended last year, how nice is it to be back on the field with a fresh start this year?
Feels good. Feels good that everybody's bought in again to the program and just out here working together and just training hard. That's what we're doing.
Dwayne, a year ago you proclaimed that you were going to lead this league in receptions and touchdowns. Didn't work out that way. How do you approach this year? Do you shoot for that again?
No, I just shoot for every day just to be the best person I can be and just make it contagious and just every play by play, and just hope everybody else can tag along and put some wins together.
It's still kind of uncertain, you know, opposite you. You know, who's going to be that other guy? Who's just how do you look at your, you know, with AJ and Kyle Williams and Avery, and just how do you see your supporting cast?
We have an elite group. Everybody works together. Everybody know their role. We have some speedsters, and right now we're just trying to get the timing down and get everybody used to working very, very hard, and that's what we're doing out here in practice.
How important is that for somebody, one of those guys, to really step up to take some heat off of you?
It's really important. Whoever gets that job, but my job is to worry about my side, and when Alex have confidence throw it my way, that I make the play, and that's what I'm going to do.
Dwayne, Andy's talked about how he wants each one of you to finish this year, to try to learn from last year's lesson. How do you as a teammate help ingrain that philosophy?
We just don't look back at last year. We're just going to start it over new. Don't be complacent. Just make every play your last play. That's what I tell my group. Just that play, just be the best you can be at that play. And by the end of practice, you've been able to put a great practice together, and that's what we're trying to do as a group.
You mentioned earlier in the offseason, this is the first time you've worked with a personal trainer, first time you've started some things dietary-wise, nutrition-wise. Have you noticed the effects out here at training camp?
I haven't, but everybody else has. I always felt like I was, you know, at the tip-top of my game, but, you know, I feel lighter, feel faster, and I owe it to the coaches, my trainers, and the staff for believing me and just let me do what I do.
What caused you to make that decision to change some of your dietary needs and the way that you train?
As you get older, you know, talking to the old vets, they tell you every year you should lose more weight, and that's how you stay in the game, and that's what I'm trying to do.